Gary Tell, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. JT just told me that one of the candidates for the Nashville's Best Sports Fan, Nashville Sports Council doing this, they're down to five. This has been going on for a while. They have picked a final five finalist in the Nashville Sports Council's Best Sports Fan Contest after hundreds and hundreds of entries. The list is narrowed to five lucky contestants who are jockeying for the title of Nashville's Best Sports Fan. So one of the candidates asked to go last, which now means he will not go last. Do you agree?
I agree.
I figured you would.
And we'll be timed extra close.
And it's no disrespect. I love this particular person. And I'm sure that we love all of the candidates. So there's Crazy Titans Lady. There's Titan Man 615. Crazy Titans Lady, by the way, on Twitter is at Titans Crazy. At Titanman 615, at Ballin K. Ali, at VLove 1987, Catfish Jake also involved but not participating today in this exercise. But JT wanted these candidates to explain why they should be named Best Nashville Sports Fan in about a minute, give or take.
Now, the winner gets a Titans, Preds, Sounds, and Nashville SC jersey. Also, tickets to the Music City Bowl, and tickets to the men's SEC basketball tournament, which is coming up here.
That's awesome.
In what? Shoot, a week or two.
This is going to be an amazing SEC basketball tournament. I saw the guys talking about it on the network last night about how there are so many bubble teams and so many teams that have the ability to make a run. So we'll see. It could just come down to Kentucky blows everybody out and wins, but, you know, we've seen that show before. But we'll see. All right, let's let these contestants state their case. Why should you be named Nashville's Best Sports Fan? Let's start with Titans Woman, who is on 3HL right now. Titans Woman, state your case.
The Crazy Titan Lady. Well, I believe, first of all, I'm going to come first from a standpoint of view because I used to be a ball player 52 years ago. So I know how it feels to be a fan. And my thing is, I think I should be the best fan because I go to Goodwill. I make all my Titans gear, from my hats to my shoes to my everything. And all the fans know me by that. Plus the fact I have a lung disease and I sit up in the 300 section, but I make it to those games with my cane and I step up in there and I holler and I scream and I do everything. And people from all over the country knows who the Crazy Titan Lady is. My theme is tighten up and don't lighten up. And that's what I do. I tighten up and I don't lighten up. And I have my song, tighten up. We ain't gonna lighten up. Well, tighten up. And that's what I do. And that's why I think I should be the best sports fan.
There you go. Crazy Titan Lady.
Well done.
She was a ball player. She makes her own Titans gear. Yes. She sits in the 300 section with a cane.
Every game.
Tighten up, don't lighten up. All right.
Case number one.
That's pretty good. All right,
why do we go from Titans Woman to Titan Man?
Let's go to Titan Man, as requested. Titan Man, you are on the clock. Why should you be named Nashville Sports Fan, Best Sports Fan?
All right, guys. First off, I want to congratulate all the other finalists. Each one of them, they're just so deserving of this honors. But as many of you guys know, my real name is Adam McMillan, as you can find me on Facebook. Born and raised here in Nashville, Tennessee, I grew up my whole life going to Nashville sporting events. From the Sounds at Greer Stadium to the Knights at Municipal Auditorium, the Nashville Cats, Vanderbilt games, races at the fairgrounds, and then of course when the Predators and the Titans came to town, I knew I was going to be a fan for life. So you know, I took that and went with it. You know, we've got the Nashville SC who's coming in. I'm going to be a fan for life with those guys as well. I'm going to be supporting them this Saturday. I hope some of you guys will be out there. Come see me. You know, and all I do is try to bring as much passion as I can to every game that I attend in hopes that I bring more excitement and bring smile upon all these other fans' faces. And, you know, I just try to use my platform to raise awareness and give back and that's why I do what I do. I hope you guys vote for me at TitanMan615. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Go vote. Vote for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Titan Man. Well done. All right, born and raised here.
Yep.
Has supported everything. I like that because.
Yeah, not just Titans.
I've done that. Preds. Going back to the Nashville Knights. Going back to the
soccer team coming.
Stars, the Speedway, all that stuff. Yeah. All right, Titan Man, good job. Let's go to Ballin' Ollie again. I love this dude. He went to my high school, and Ballin' Ollie is up for this deal. So, Ollie, tell us why you should be named Nashville's best sports fan.
First, before I say anything, if Matt Neely was still with us today, this race wouldn't even be a race. Matt Neely was the biggest Titans, Preds, Sounds, everything Nashville fan.
Agreed.
Secondly, why I definitely deserve this honor is just not the Titans. I love everything that represents the greatest city in the world, which is Nashville, Tennessee. From our Titans to our Sounds to our Preds to Nashville SC starting on Saturday. I might not know nothing about soccer right now, but on Saturday I'll be all in and bring that passion that I bring for anybody representing Nashville. I'm the millennial Nashville sports fan. All these other contestants, with all due respect, have more years on me, but I love my team since the day that I've grown up. As Catfish Jake said, it's OGs versus the millennial. You know, us millennials, we love everything about our city. But, yeah, so that's some of your callers know me by Ali, but Ballin' Tally is actually my real name. And as you said, Brent, another Hillsborough High alum, used to play football at Hillsborough. So, Nashville native as well.
All right, good job, brother. Appreciate you, man. Ballin' K. Ali on Twitter.
Yes.
All right, so there's three.
He's been calling into 3HL ever since I've been around.
He was actually calling 3HL and other shows on the zone since he was a student at Hillsborough.
That's awesome.
So don't cheat yourself, Ali. You're an OG as well. Let's go to line three. Caller, please identify yourself and state your case.
What's going on, Nashville? My name is Vincent Love. You may hear me on these airways as V-Love or V-Love 87. Still V-Love 87, not V-Love 87, V-Love 615, and currently at V-Love 1987. I'm extremely honored and thankful that Nashville Sports Council has chosen me as a finalist to be named Nashville's best sports fan. I dropped my first deuce at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in 87, and I've been living and breathing all things Nashville ever since. I'm small in stature, but I'm a titan when it comes to my love for Nashville and our teams. The pride I have when wearing my Titans, my Preds, my Sounds, and my new Nashville SC gear around town or on the road is insurmountable. The competition to find Nashville's best sports fans has been fierce. I mean, there's some great people in this city that we all love our teams, but I think my energy is on a different level. If you see me around town or follow me on social media over the years, you know that, I mean, I bring a different, it's a whole different game changer. Hurricane V, we in the building. So I would love to have your vote. Hashtag vote for V-Love. Thank you for your time. And RIP Matt Neely.
Well done, V-Love. I like how he threw all his Twitter handles out there. I will say this.
all his suspended Twitter handles.
I know. We clicked on all of them during one of the breaks, and they're all suspended, except for V-Love 1987. I dropped my first deuce at Vandy Children's Hospital in 1987 is pretty good. I'll say this. The first time I met Vincent Love, we were doing a show when 3HL was on middays, and we were broadcasting live at Nissan Stadium in advance of Tennessee, North Carolina, the Music City Bowl. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning. We were on early. And this guy walks up, and he's got two natural light tall boys, one in each hand, 10 o'clock in the morning, by himself, sits at the table right in front of our broadcast location, right in front of our broadcast table, and cracks one of the beers and starts drinking it while he's listening to the show. So he drinks both those beers and then leaves.
That's the first experience reason enough, you had with V-Love.
I love all of these candidates. Crazy Titans Lady was awesome. Titan Man was awesome. Ali, we go way back. Catfish Jake is amazing, although he didn't participate in our little reindeer game here. But I would personally vote for V-Love 1987. That's me. Who did you think?
I'm not saying.
Who won the debate? Dawn Davenport.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not telling you who I'm voting for. I'm just going to go vote. I wish I could vote for all of them.
Rock the vote. That's true.
Yes, but
all are worthy candidates.
They
for sure.
are all worthy, and this is kind of a fun thing that the Nashville Sports Council is doing to honor those that really helped to make this city what it is.
Well, and the truth be known, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of you that yes. could easily be on this list, and without you guys, we don't have jobs. That's true, and.
Yep.
And, Nashville SC starting up on Saturday. The weather looks like it's going to be good for Nissan Stadium. They've sold more than 50,000 tickets for that deal.